Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Switch It Up Show. My name is Glenn, and I will be your host as we explore the wonderful world of the Nintendo Switch, specifically the eShop. And I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Mr.
Zeptrav.
There he is, hey. Ladies and gentlemen. There he is. How are you this fine Monday afternoon, barely?
I'm doing very well, sir. I'm enjoying all these wonderful new games, getting excited for our yearly best of show, talking about all the things from 2021.
Absolutely, my man. Absolutely. Hopefully the holidays were good for you. You look well rested.
Oh, I am. I feel great. I'm ready to get into some more great Switch games.
Awesome, my man. Well, then let's, without further ado, let's enjoy a few more moments of these sweet beats, and then we'll jump right into the first title. Anna Monoguchi, ladies and gentlemen, Anna Monoguchi. You can find the links over in the show notes and listen to all of their awesome, awesome tracks. But let's get started with what might be an awesome, awesome game, and that's going to be Stitchy in Tooki Trouble. Say that one five times fast if you can. This is over, of course, on the Nintendo eShop. You can go and check this out, and it's kind of like an action-adventure, side-scrolling platform-type game. And you can acquire it for the wonderful price of $12.99, and it's eligible for 65 golden coins when you make that purchase. So let me give you a little bit of the synopsis here. Run, jump, slide, slam, and collide to find your stolen corn in this side-scrolling platformer. Save your corn and defeat the troublesome thieving Tooki. As Stitchy, a dedicated scarecrow, you are on a mission to recover every single stolen piece of corn and reclaim your fields from the evil wooden Tooki. Pursue your corn across several distinctive worlds. On your legendary quest, you will have to dodge wooden piranhas in lush jungles, tackle Tooki in dark temples, and try not to lose control on a snowy minecart ride, and much more. Each world has 9 levels, a boss battle, and a secret level for the curious. Stitchy is easy to pick up and play on the go, and the charming fairy tale art, along with inventive enemies and intuitive controls, make this an all-ages platforming delight. Trust us, you'll be amazed. M-A-I-Z-E-D. Maze, like corn? That's what they went for, right there.
I like that.
I thought it was pretty good. This game came out on April 15th of 2021. It is for one player, is a platformer adventure arcade action game from our wonderful friends over at Forever Entertainment, and it is rated E. And feel free to enjoy this title in TV, tabletop, and handheld mode. I am a fan of the platformer game. I know that, Zeptrav, you've been getting into a lot of the Metroidvania-inspired games as of lately. I might say that you are developing an addiction to them. I don't know if that's accurate.
A little bit. I'm loving it. Absolutely.
Well, you can definitely get your kind of side-scrolling vibes on with this one. It's got kind of like a graphical look to it, almost like the PlayStation. Almost like the PlayStation 1, like a cleaner aesthetic to it, if you will. And it kind of blurs the line of, like, I don't know if you remember the PlayStation side-scrolling Kelowna. It kind of looks like that, or maybe like one, or maybe even like a Donkey Kong, if you will. But the edges and everything is just a little bit more polished, and the graphics are a little more crisp. If you could play like Donkey Kong in, like, you know, an upscaled setting, or maybe like a newer Donkey Kong, it kind of looks like that. And instead of thinking of the, like, you know, the bananas that Donkey Kong goes after, instead you're running after corn because you are a scarecrow. I really do like the level design. It's kind of like all over. You go all types of different places, and as you're going through and collecting the different corn, once you hit 100 of them, you collect another life, a la Sonic the Hedgehog, which is kind of cool. And you have a health bar as well to kind of keep track of your health, but there's really not a ton of different attacks. It's pretty much just jump on top of enemies and jump on top of them with force. Sometimes they take more, more I guess, power or more repetitive blows in order to defeat them. But aside from that, there's not a lot. You don't really have, can't throw anything. You're doing a lot of jumping. A lot of classic platforming type attacks where it's jump on top of the enemy, jump from platform to platform, collect these items, and continue to battle your way through. And like they said, there are multiple worlds, and there is a kind of a map selection screen, almost like Super Mario World or something like that. I really do like the graphics in this. They kind of shine above everything else. The music is not quite as enjoyable as I was hoping for or would expect, but as you progress and you switch different levels, there are definitely some tunes that I enjoy way more than some of them. But I do feel like this game does a great job. They mentioned that it's for all ages, and it is rated E, but they are correct. It does kind of like ramp up a little bit in difficulty as you go, but it doesn't really get crazy. And I think they kind of focus the difficulty of the enemies, it's not difficult to defeat them, it's just more so repetitive jumping and timing things right. Timing and platforming are kind of going to take precedence in terms of what you need to deal with over like the actual threat that the enemies pose. Not that you can't die from an enemy, you can, but as you kind of get in that rhythm while you're kind of going over to the right, because it seems like in these platform games we're just moving right. I don't know why it never goes left. Maybe because we read left to right, is that why?
That feels natural to me.
I mean, that must be it.
It's gotta be it.
We're always pushing over. But you have to be careful, because after a while you get into like a rhythm of when you're platforming and your timing is down. Like, they're not afraid to switch it up with this game of where they put those objects that you have to maneuver around. So they really kind of do take in not just enemy difficulty and how many, and enemy density, I guess is a fancy word to say it, but everything kind of factors into what makes these levels a challenge. And because it's not just throwing like just strong tank enemies at you all the time that you have to battle, you have to really kind of navigate the environment that you're in. I feel like that's cool. It does it in like a little bit of a different way. And I dig like the really varied sceneries from, like they said, temples. There's an ocean level. There's tundra where you're in the snow. There's like a mechanical level. There's all types. You get a little bit of everything. And for $12.99, I think that's a pretty good deal. I enjoy this game on the Switch. I think it's fun. It definitely appeals to multiple ages, which is important to me as a father. I think it's a good time. I'm going to give Stitchy in Tukey Trouble a 4.25 out of 5.
Not too bad at all.
No, man. I like this one. I wish I was behind Stitchy a little bit more. I want to feel more emotionally attached to him. I don't know. It's not, maybe not as cute as a hedgehog or lovable as Mario.
They can't all be as cute as hedgehogs. Surprisingly enough, the game I reviewed has a cute fighting ship that looks like a fairy. It's called Raiden 4 X Mikado Remix. It's $29.99, and you get 150 gold coins when you purchase it digitally. The roar of thunder is back. Raiden 4, the popular shoot-em-up arcade and console game, debuts on the Nintendo Switch with remixed background music by a superb lineup of artists produced by Game Center Mikado. Instill fear in your enemies with devastating attacks and earn the acclaimed title of Master Ace. Supports 1-2 players in offline mode. New remixed background music produced by Game Center Mikado exclusively on Nintendo Switch. Switch between the Mikado Remix BGM set and the original BGM set. A full suite of game modes, including arcade mode, overkill mode, and more. Supports vertical screen play to recreate the full arcade experience. And a global leaderboard to track the best aces in the world. It's from our friends over at UFO Interactive and Moss. And it is rated E for everyone. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mikado X Raiden 4 is very much your classic top-down, side-scrolling, well, top-to-bottom scrolling shmup. It's very, very classic. If you've ever played a Raiden game before, you're going to experience the same exact things. You get a lot of action. There are tons of enemies all over the screen, and you get 3 various power-ups for each of your ships that you can use. And those can get upgraded, I believe, 5 times, 5 or 6, as you're going throughout the game and playing. You also get side sort of power-up items, some that track, some that just shoot lasers, some that just shoot more guns and follow along the side of you. Where the game really excels is that music. I know that they did tout that as one of the hotter items here. And this Mikado remix is really, it is awesome. I would totally buy this on vinyl. If you are looking for almost F-Zero levels of guitar shredding action as you're going around shooting up various military style helicopter, then you're going to have a great, great time. Game's also great because it does give you several different game modes. You've got the original, you've got your classic arcade style, you've got time attacks, you've got sort of endless waves, see how many you can just keep surviving. Tons of different levels. And like I said, you do have three different ships that you can choose from. Two of them are very clear ships. You can kind of get a couple differences through, but the third one is a fairy. And she is pretty, a little overpowered, I might say. It's very fun to play as the fairy. I was surprised how much I enjoyed it. And I was actually surprised how different all three ships were. I thought that that was very good. The only thing that I really would gripe on about this is that while it does give you a lot to do and you can continue to play because it seems to give you unlimited continues, you can make it to the end if that's what you're into. I do wish that there was a online multiplayer mode. It's going on 2022, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like for a game like this, for any of these side-scrolling beat-em-up, shmup-type games where you're just manhandling enemies, just mashing it up with buttons and such, I think that you should be able to play with your buddies online. Other than that, I think the game was pretty great, and it felt like an absolute classic. And if you are a fan of the old-school NECA-type arcades, maybe some of the NIS games, you will absolutely love Raiden 4 X Mikado Remix by the good people over at UFO Interactive and Moss. And because of that, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to give this game a 4 out of 5.
Two high-scoring games, my man. We're not pulling any punches this episode.
Not today, sir. We're coming hot off the holidays, and we're ready for all the amazing Switch games that are coming this year.
Absolutely, my man. We probably only have a few days left for the new year, and we want to hear about some of your favorite games for the Nintendo Switch. What Switch games have you enjoyed the most this, should we say this blessed year of 2021? I don't know if we can exactly say that, but let us know over on Twitter at Switch It Up Show what games you're playing, and if you've played any of the games that we've played this episode. Seems to me there's like no shortage of shoot 'em up games. I'm like enamored with how many of them come out on Switch. They must be popular. I know you people are out there playing them, so let us know what you think. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if things ever get boring, you can always switch it up.